I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about leadership, which is a broad topic, but I'm thinking in particular about why people become leaders and why so many people think, yeah, I should be a leader. And the motive for doing that, the reason for doing that has to be pure. And really, when you get right down to it, there's two reasons to be a leader. One, because it would be cool for me. I would get attention, maybe money, maybe authority and power, or because I want to serve others. I want to be responsible and I want to take on that burden. And it's only that second motive that is truly leadership. So many people talk about this thing called servant leadership, and they're usually referring to Jesus in many ways. And I love the concept of servant leadership, but I kind of don't like it because it assumes that there's another kind. I think the only type of leadership is to serve in that capacity. And so we all need to ask ourselves, am I doing it for the right reasons? And it's easy for all of us to lose sight of why we should be leading.
And Jesus is the ultimate example of this. I love the scripture where he took out the basin and the towel, washed his apostles' feet, and he asked the question, do you understand what I've done for you? Do you understand? And he said, you call me teacher and Lord, rightly, because I am, but as I did to you, you should do for each other. And I love that, man. If you're not serving, you're not leading, because all you're doing is building an empire to yourself. You're not leading anyone anywhere. You're just feeding yourself more and your ego and your bank account, whatever the heck it is. What a waste.
And I once heard an author who wrote a book called about humility. It was called Humilitas. And he talked about how Jesus actually, this is crazy to think about this. So many things are biblical and come from Jesus that society doesn't realize. But he actually introduced the concept of humility to the world from the standpoint of, if you want to serve others, or if you want to lead others, you be the last, take the last place. And this was considered radical in his time. In fact, it really upset the leaders of his time that he was saying that, because it shined a light on them that if they're doing it for their own attention and authority, that's emptiness. Now, we kind of take that for granted now because people like to give lip service to servant leadership, but it requires a radical approach to putting yourself below others and sacrificing for them. And I love the idea that everybody who wants to be a leader does it for a very radical and non-worldly reason.
It's about the cause. The great leaders is about the cause. It's not about you anymore. And that's the opposite of the devil's motto. There's a tradition that when the devil fell from heaven, he was a glorious angel, he fell, that his motto was, I will not serve. I actually have a great friend who started a big company, very busy guy, lots of kids. He starts every morning by getting out of his bed, kneeling, kissing the ground, and saying, I will serve. He's like, I want my motto to be the opposite. So let's pray. Lord, today we commit to serving. I will serve. Fill us with your grace, with your presence, with your spirit, so that we would be like you in making our lives not about us. Amen.
Amen.